thing's not on. I'll change it. Your Holiness, in American culture, for many people, it is considered disgraceful or unacceptable to show weakness, to show pain, or to show need.
그렇소.
리치도르 단체에는 미망부지기 수수 강요여보다 아니 아직 나자다 직셈내들들이 여보다네나 미션달 때야데 야지 unacceptable 시고레스 야구 멤버부지
강에 시고레스
말 디현 때야
디현 때는 야구레스
야구 멤버지 무슨 시고레스 야구 많이 버지 무슨
시고 알레 어
How can one show compassion by helping someone who's unwilling to admit their pain or need by asking for help? The thing really are. The thing that I'm going to do is to ask for help.
I don't know. I think better to ask some experts. Maybe they have some sort of ideas. I don't know.
How is it possible to maintain the practice of non-grasping when grieving the death of someone that you love, especially when it is a sudden death and one is in great shock?
就是叫的他闯的够的。那个他先不忙呀，他不晓得那是。那，但你得，可overall的view着了。但那的单独就没得无事的，研究的嘞。So
in many instances like this, a lot depend on what kind of overall outlook on life that you have, and this is in fact where perspectives like the illusion-like understanding of nature of reality really will have an impact. So here, I think it is important to make a distinction between forms of grasping, if one can use that word. For example, when someone generates a strong compassion for in the face of a suffering sentient being, and in that instance, the person who is experiencing this great compassion for the suffering sentient being, there is a genuine form of attachment, a focus, an engagement with the object of that compassion. So that kind of attachment and engagement and turning towards or holding that object is, it's not a distorted form of grasping, and it's not a form of grasping that one needs to get rid of. The form of grasping that one needs to get rid of is a form of grasping that is grounded upon some form of falsification of the object, which involves an element of distortion, such as afflictions and so on, particularly grasping at the substantial existence of the object. So some texts say that mental states such as compassion and faith, they are by their very nature virtuous qualities. Therefore, they cannot be simultaneous to an afflicted state of mind. However, some other texts even speak of afflicted compassion or afflicted faith. So regardless of whatever it may be, so for example, in our case, those who do not have the realization of emptiness, when we generate a strong devotion towards the Buddha, maybe it is possible in that, faith, that strong devotion we feel for the Buddha, there may be an element of grasping at the substantial reality or existence of the Buddha. So that is a form of afflicted devotion. However, it is important to make the distinction that the form of grasping that one needs to avoid is really the grasping that is rooted in some form of falsification and distorted perception. It's not the kind of attachment or a focus or holding that experiences like compassion generates. So although experientially these two forms of grasping may feel like the same, phenomenologically speaking they are the same, but in terms of the overall environment within the mind, they are quite different. In one case, in the case of compassion, there is a more sound basis. In the case of a distorted grasping, there is no sound basis. So the phenomenologically, they may be experiences similar, but the mental environment are very different.
So it seems there's some understanding about absence of independent existence. That may not directly cause of effect on our the destructive emotion. But gradually, that understanding, you see, gradually changing our whole attitude towards, I think, external object as well as internal object. So through that way, gradually, then these destructive emotions then reduce. Or at least their intensity way.
Intensity.
Reduce. The positive or constructive emotion still has a further
enhance law.
Enhance law.
There might also be differences based on different individuals, depending upon their own physical constitution, mental state, and so on.
Next question.
Your Holiness, I feel agitated to see and hear the Shukden protesters outside. How do I help myself? And also, please address this issue, as many are misinformed.
Misinformed. That can't help. Actually, this is a problem. Now, last, 370 years. So still, that problem remained. During fifth Dalai Lama, isn't this problem started? So actually, from 1951 till early 70, I myself also one of the worshippers of this spirit. So, actually, previously, I also one of them. Then around early 70, of course, I'm not going to detail. You will sort of boring. Actually, you see, there are different sort of methods to investigate. And also reading the autobiography of the past sort of many great lamas, or mainly great lamas of Yellowhead sect. Suppose if this Shungden is something truly reliable, then most of these great lama after 50 Dalai Lama, I think must be Kasada.
Practitioners.
Practice. That's not the case. So I developed some doubt. Then thorough investigation. Then it became clear. And Mālāṁ lōgvē tāṁsīn jōngbūn tī, tāndā rōgvē nā cēcē nā gūñjī pūñjī mātā tāwā lōs. Tāwā cīk tīgī ngōi kēpār, mārē dūī kēpār, ngōi kēpār, chēlēgī kēpār sūmshīk tūgā. Mālāṁ lōgvē sādī dūī kēpār, ngōi kēpār, tāṁsīn jōngbūn sādī ngōi kēpār. Tāndā rōgvē nā cēcē nā cāwā kēpār sādī chēlēgī kēpār.
So, for example, in one of Fifth Dalai Lama's writings, he very explicitly explains his position vis-à-vis this spirit worship and identifies what it is and what were the causes and conditions giving rise to the arising of this and what are the functions, the destructive functions of this particular spirit. And he identifies the condition from which it arose as a form of false aspiration or distorted aspiration, or and then the nature itself as a spirit that manifests in the form of a violator of a pledge, and then the function, as Fifth Dalai Lama identifies, is bringing about harm for both the Buddhist doctrine and beings, sentient beings.
So then, it is my moral responsibility to make clear what is the reality. And whether listen or not, entirely up to individual. So right from the beginning, I told Tibetan and as well as some our friends this sort of story, but whether they listen my advice or not, up to them. It is free. Whether accept religion or not, individual right. Whether you say accept this religion or that religion, up to individual. Now, this is actually not a religion, simply spirit worshiper. So then another sort of consequences is, another aspect of this problem is, Tibetan Buddhism, as I think many of you already noticed, the pure lineage of Nalanda tradition. So due to some of Tibetan sort of, practice or behavior, this profound, rich tradition eventually becomes something spirit worshiper. It's very sad. And then secondly, I think all you know, as my effort is promotion of non-sectarian, and particularly within Tibetan Buddhist tradition, I always give encouragement to receive teaching from
teachers, lamas of
teachers of different traditions, like 15th Dalai Lama. And many, many sort of past great lamas, you see, they receive teaching from different tradition. So my own case, in early, early 70, or early, I think late 60s, then I still practice this. Then I already started receiving teaching from Kunu Lama Rinpoche, like Shantideva's text, like that, already. Then he, very much non-sectarian, he received many, many teaching from many different traditions. So I want to receive one teaching, Nyingma tradition, Nyingma sort of teaching from him. Then firstly, I asked Lingam Rinpoche, since I already received some teaching from him, so now I want to receive, and that's the Gyu Sawa Nyingma, the Nyingma sort of one
Tantra.
Important text.
Tantra.
Gyu Sawa Nyingma. Then Lingam Rinpoche, a little bit cautious, because of this spirit, Although Lingam Rinpoche is never sort of worship using this, he himself very, very sort of cautious about this spirit. Not like Chiramchi. Chiramchi very much sort of close this spirit. However, as a Lingam Rinpoche, because the story, one Giluk Lama received teaching from Nyingma tradition, then this spirit will destroy you. So Lingam Rinpoche a little bit scared. So Lingam Rinpoche advised me, oh, be careful, be careful. He told me like that. So failed to receive teaching from him. So the practice or follower of that Shungden worshipper, they have this sort of tradition, must be very, very strict one's own sort of Giluk tradition, like that. So,
So in actuality, that kind of standpoint deprives you of the freedom of religion, not to be able to receive other teachings.
Mm-hmm. So, so, Chöda Rangmu, Mahayati,
So in actual practice, to restrict a form of standpoint that deprives one the freedom to choose is a form of affirmation of the freedom, because the double negation is an affirmation.
So that's quite complicated, like that. Now, so in any way, that's second reason. Then third reason, of course, since fifth Dalai Lama, and 13th Dalai Lama also very, very sort of
critical,
serious, okay, about this sort of spirit, like that. So logically, I am supposed reincarnation of 15th Dalai Lama and 13th Dalai Lama. So I have to follow their line. I think in order to prove myself as a true reincarnation. So in any way, these people, they really, I think, fond worship of the spirit, then okay, they are right, no problem. Only my worry in Germany, again, you see some group of Shungden follower. I said, I think at least 3-4 hours shouting. So then eventually I felt a little sort of concern about their throat. Too much shouting, 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 shouting. Like that.
Your Holiness, what single act could each of us do to help the people of Tibet in the long run and in the short term? People of Tibet.
Sound like Pumi, not Pumi. So Pumi means Tibetan. Pumi means female. So I confuse. Oh. This is a purpose or rock resource.
Tedan Pune.
Ka.
Tedan Pune Pea Lia and the purpose of robot.
Tedan Pool Pea. And now I think immediate one important thing is now, unfortunately, since 10th March crisis because of Chinese government propaganda, many innocent Chinese now get the feeling Tibetans are anti-Chinese. So there's too much emotion. My last visit to America, I had actually some Chinese demonstrations. So then finally, I want to meet some of them. And I think seven of them I met. Too much emotion. Except two person, you see, calmly listen about my sort of explanation. But the rest of them, no interest to listen. It's my explanation. Too much emotion, like that. So at that time also, I suggested, now the time has come to set up a friendship group, Tibetan and Han Chinese, wherever they live, their community there, set up one friendship group. And then make known each other so that when some problem, you see, happen, then they can discuss, they can exchange. Otherwise, you see, usually no communication, remain isolated. Then something happened, not too much emotion. So you can help. Wherever some Tibetans and Han Chinese there, help them to create one sort of friendship group. And you also can join. It's with sort of sincere motivation. Now, after all, the Tibetan problem have to solve between Han Chinese and Tibetan. No one else. I always say, telling my Chinese sort of friend and also the Western sort of supporters, two hands, right hand suppose more important. So this right hand extend to the Chinese government. And so long this right hand remain empty, then logically there are people who are willing to help us, who really showing concerns. So naturally our left hand extend to them. As soon as right hand get some concrete sort of result, then left hand will withdraw and say goodbye. So like that. So therefore, among the Chinese brothers and sisters, fuller awareness about Tibetan problem is very, very essential. So whenever you have some opportunity, tell them about Tibetan culture, about Tibetan language, about Tibetan culture, spirituality. It is helpful. Then also, sometimes, I think helpful to tell the history. Tibetan view, Chinese view, and even among Chinese also, there are different views about past history. Not all agree the Chinese official sort of view, official version. So that's very important that in order to develop realistic, in order to carry realistic approach, fuller knowledge about the reality is very essential. So in that respect, I think many of you usually can help. Yeah, like that.
Your Holiness, as a... as a beginner on the path, still taking just baby steps, do you have any words to help me establish a meaningful daily practice that will lead me forward to greater awareness and understanding? Chogun.
I could read more. Oh. Nowadays, translation in English, also some other language, you know, like French or German, and Portuguese, I think Spanish.
Spanish.
And of course Chinese, although I think fewer than English, isn't it? I think new translation. I think English, I think much more. So in any way, read more. Then, in daily, at least 1 hour or half an hour, is it think about inward, inner world. And contemplation.
Contemplate.
Those points which you learned through reading, and more sort of investigation, and some kind of comparison, what text says, and what your usual sort of way of thinking and way of life. Comparison, right? That's the way. I think time in morning better. Your mind fresh. Maybe after breakfast even better. Or at least for me like that. You see, before breakfast, still hungry. So sometimes even meditate, half mind go stomach. So like that. So that's the way. Kasurdati, Timini Chisamini Kasa, Shiru Sundisa Sosri, Bezalo, Lojonche, and the Tula Lenke, Gudo the Jar, those Senna, the Tersum Gonzo Yamataraj chapter.
So this kind of approach by studying and then trying to take what you have understood as a basis of your contemplation, spending some time in a more formal way, and this is a kind of a combination of understanding, study, and meditative practice. So in a sense, that kind of approach will become a combination of the approach of learning, critical reflection, and meditation.
Yeah. Tao Changi Sadi. How do you see there? Dot Gondrine, Changi do Munzadan, and a chickchonry. Taya, Lord Missive and Dernada, young Changi Chinang, Chickson Yari. Tao Dindi, Menda, Dorang, and the other Menda Sungi in the Sane, Tati. EMG Toyati 다 돈이 안 되거나 장현조다 돈이 맨자 중송아 단 녹화차 샤오래 양 노션실 된 거잖아 맨이 통이도 잘 오더라 아 저 좀 된데 셰슈 열어잖아 다 장구도 송도 왔으니 내가 주저로
So we
were TV 다 돌 때야 여말이 엔 통이도 잘 오야래 근데 이 민주선은 다 리버니르 때는 장현조래 근데 이제 루주 그리소 사드 제디 다 자야지 들으셔 그래서 그래 민디 배인적으로 와 집에서 초 세네 집에 장장을 타는 거 제대하지 민디잖아요 그래서 소소도
So we were talking about now to return to the text we were talking about the need to differentiate between what is a definitive sutra and what is a non-definitive sutra and I pointed out that even within the Buddha's own sutras there are different criteria that explains what constitutes a definitive sutra and what does not, what constitutes a non-definitive sutra. For example, in the Samtidhir Mochana Sutra Unraveling the Intent of the Buddha, there was one interpretation explained as kind of a criteria of determining this. Similarly, we also find another sutra, Akshamaya Nirdesha Sutra, in that Buddha presents another criteria of determining what constitutes definitive and what constitutes non-definitive. So what this suggests is that if we were to rely on sutra alone, scripture alone, to determine what is a definitive and what is a non-definitive, then the question arises which sutra to base it on. And in order to prove that sutra to be definitive, then you would need another sutra to, you know, establish that. And so on. So the process will become infinite. So there's therefore, of course, if the Buddha were to be alive today, we can go to, back to him and say, can you please tell us which one is really the true one? Which is, of course, we don't have that recourse. So therefore, the only way in which we can determine what is a definitive and what is a non-definitive is really by applying critical analysis. And that's also the reason why Master Tsalan Nagarjuna composed the great treatises, such as the collection, six collections of his analytic corpus. And in fact, the expression, that the collective name given to those six works, which is Rikcho, analytic collection or analytic corpus, is really beautiful because it emphasizes the role of reason and critical analysis.
So, the thing is that the thing is that the
So therefore, the Buddha himself states in the sutra, monks and the learned ones, do not accept my words just out of reverence because I say so, but just as the goldsmith would examine the quality of a gold by subjecting it to a rigorous process, in the same manner, you should subject my words, and on that basis of your own understanding, you should accept their validity. So what the Buddha is pointing out is that one should not accept the scriptures or sutras on the basis of their face value, but rather one should relate what is said with relation, you know, to one's own understanding, and on the basis of that understanding, one should accept their validity.
That this sometime, yeah, woman do it. And as I show down here, Sasha Raji Sushi Benania, Jimma, and Umabaria, that Chattawari, and so Genji Sheshava. That did land in Guluru, but going to Sane, Gode, and Chuji, 친절하고 다와 친절하고 로 다 디 다야가 된다 이 말이에요 그러면 드리 다 나보 산제베 두더마 참올로기 다도 짐베 짐바 세아티 견다 견리야 문지 다 참에 나데요 자 디디인데 베르 샤샤나 아 가사가 담에 쌈 땅을 파 아디 가사 담에 락버다 가다 가사를 안 줬으면 자유기 동안 담에 대상시 땅을 팠네 대상시 관배 나르 진베 지금 직도 락과 수부지 수부지 그렇다 직도 락과 대주 차이 단대 수충 로자 이내에 풍불이야 다 다하게 다 다하게 풍부신 덕을 손에 차네 또 지켜봐요 또 넘기는 시야지 하지래 그는 지금 뭐부지 뭐부 이동하러지 소수 덕을 못손콩라 뭐부터는 지금 르 진단으로 되다 르 샹자시단 되다 뭐부터 덕을 송차례 제라 샹자시단 이부터 캐도가 저상 어디 되기 덕을 송는 게 다하게 진짜 크게 숙세해서 저기 뒤롱 재재 쳐들이 진짜 차이야. 다도 진짜 숙충으로서는 대기 롱 재재 쳐들이야. 대기 재야 쳐들이래. 진짜 충분히 처음에 잡아 연구를 얘네 거를 풍속 쳐거나 아테 진짜지 그 태도. 다 쳐지다면 되겠는 게 아니. 다 소진이 동기 다 저희 다음에 소년도 자네 실천 주의 아마리스 당연히 한다 뭐 숙조를 써와 라랑 진배 독배 신실 숙조를 써고 대단하게 전진 면에 주었다고 신난 게 아래 전진 면에 주었다고 나오면서 전진 면에 주었다고 진이 연들 다들 저희 당시 시작해. 다 전주 면에 주스러 또 팔면에 링이지 샤데버 넣으시지 다 팔면에 여자버지기 고 가서 우리 진짜 제대로서는 실전으로 두번 쓰면지 이렇게도 같아. 그래서 어디 뒤에 말해서 막 가셔도 자네 숙조를 속에 취득이 나왔다도 믿음 모르고 다 전주 면에 여버는지 다 가서 팔면에 여버는 신지기 나왔는 신 여말에 삼 즉 통유도 자네 팔문의 여바디 댐벌지니 대왕의 신자기 대하디 배진 요구를 두고래 첩이 패다요 아래 레디니 대 더동 난게 시외 땡게 소화 대두를 차단해야 하나 편서 말와 가르쳐 시외 땡들진 대고 알와 지난 치료용 각배 니동기 대권은니 대권배 시외 땡게 아니 대두리야 차단해야 하나 패서 말아봐. 캐시도 와. 다드네 우무베 최탐제 단동 규모더부 전에 치던 난게 여와메바 전에 치소 난즈바 대 탐제로 댐버즈베 또아래 전에 송기여아래 레디인에 다 난세기 런신 여벌마와다 런신 메바마와 전에 우무베 나한테 니체인 주자네 다 Ranshi Yabar Mawa Didi, Didi Tazudi, Pangun Yedavaji Munzisha. Tanjing Mun Yabaji Munzisha. So Tanjing Mun Yabaji Munzina into Zane, Lonamil Nungju, Tanjing Moji, and the Sutu Shangdua. Rada, Lonamil Na Wangi, any Lurta, Lurta, the Tripsi. 那我们小朋友们有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有人的土木有 그게 대단 대사글로 그게 지금 가서 우리 그게 lotiki pige tensaro, lotiki pige chik shishasaro chigi, mikte sawan shikruduwa. So tengwebe nesuru shashane, ko tengyu ngayne dhubashi yana, chu rangyube tenne takwato sungu yarede, yine tengyu ngayne dhubashi shana, di tenne takwa rinminduwa. Ko tenne takwa memba, tenne dhubwa memba shimba yina, and go temperature with Doris Lushing, Lumney, Glacier, give the 20 temperatures. Certainly, you understand it. That do such some down, chair on it. Oh, Casata Mizam, the anti, chick sangamito. Chi dami, need to shoot them into the anti, chick sangamito. Over Rangube, Tanya to Ransens, can on it. And it turned number one, you temper motor was a song shatter, dear. 차 상황이 매우 소리도가. 저선 고불로 주게 한다. 네, 내세 삼단 대발로 유무 도시 지민 중 시대들이 밑대지 사람이나 태능 왜 차상 참을 끼그리 있어. 저다 밑대 자원이 시고하지. 자 대리께서 보는 관점탄의 시행인들의 그 나무이나 그 업직지 특징 외에 지금 대발로 지금 여대발 지금 다 시시하셔야지. 딱 관점사리 샤인도 자네 타 로이 저기 가서 로이 왕기 예월띠 더 차이도 다 얘네 아도 오마베 다 르 왕기 시 어디 르시베 봐마베 르 왕기 마샤베 쳐 요 말할 때 르 강샤 요 말을 했어야지 똑바 강서 소리 말아 똑바 강서 소시 샤베 있는 차들 좋아해 다도 관점 나 디토스 강에 메르서. 똑배 왕기 조지 그로즈 소생이지. 다 똑배 왕기 여버지 외미지 주의 구도가 방문되면은. 다 이제 똑배 강 소소에 말아 봤다. 똑배 강사 여면 그 뭐지? 다 뒤 참여와 치아디 보면 따와 가서다 지 갈래 그 그래.
In understanding the way in which the teaching on the no self and emptiness is presented here, one thing that is very beneficial is to look at Nagarjuna's fundamental wisdom of the middle way, particularly in chapter 24, where in response to the objections raised by the Buddhist essentialist who have charged Nagarjuna's position to be a form of nihilism, implying the rejection of all the law of cause and effect and so on. And Nagarjuna opens his rebuttal of these objections by stating that the reason why you are leveling against me all of these nihilistic charges is because you have failed to understand the purpose of the teaching on emptiness. What is emptiness? You have failed to understand the emptiness itself, and also and the meaning of the term emptiness. So I think this is a very significant point that Nagarjuna is raising. So in explaining what is the purpose of the teaching of emptiness, Nagarjuna points out that the purpose of teaching of emptiness is to help eliminate all the distorted perceptions, distorted states of mind. And generally speaking, all the Buddhist schools share the consensus that grasping at self is a form of fundamental distortion. And so although all the Buddhist schools share this as a consensus, however, the way in which understanding of no self is characterized has different implications. For example, certain types of Buddhist schools understand the no self or anatman in terms of the absence of a substantially real existing person, person as possessing self-sufficient substantial reality, and based on that, if one cultivates the wisdom realizing that degree of no self. Although that realization will definitely have an impact upon reducing grasping at least the gross levels of grasping to one's own sense of self. However, because it does not relate to the grasping at the basis of the self, which are the aggregates, so therefore there's still a room is left for grasping, because as explained before, when you have grasping at the basis of the self, the aggregates, then the sense of possession of these aggregates as being one's own arises. And when you have that kind of mind, notion of mind with the grasping, then of course grasping arises as well. So I normally point out the difference, the qualitative difference between the way in which we relate to objects, something that we find attractive. So before we buy that object, when it's displayed in a shop, you may feel attached to it, but that quality of that attachment is very different from after you have bought that object, and now you have, you know, you have labeled it as yours, and you start relating to that object as yours, and from that point onwards, the degree to which you feel attached to it, and how that attachment is tied to your own identity and possession is very different from, you know, although it may be the same object, but the quality of the attachment you have towards that object is very different. So this shows that so long as there is some basis to identify something as mine with a grasping, then of course grasping itself arises. So, therefore, the realization of no self only in relation to the person as devoid of self-sufficient substantial existence is not adequate. So therefore, we find in the Buddhist teachings not just a notion of no self of person, but also no self of phenomena, selflessness of phenomena. And here, within the, you know, the schools that present this, there is one school, for example, the mind-only school, where the selflessness of phenomena is understood in terms of the absence of subject-object duality. And here, the understanding is that when we relate to objects and we see that object as a true reference of the term that we apply to this object, and we act as if this particular object exists as the referent of that term, you know, somehow objectively by means of its own characteristics. So therefore, by dismantling the solidity of this external reality and meditating upon this, it is possible that one's grasping at external things may reduce, because you are dismantling the notion of a solid object which is independent out there. And once you do that, of course, it is going to have an effect on your own grasping at these objects. The grasping will be reduced. However, so long as that analysis is not applied to one's own internal states, such as sensations, feelings, and mental states, then there will still be some room, basis for grasping. Or you may not grasp so obviously to the external objects, but you will grasp at your own internal states, your sensations, feelings, and so on. So therefore, and particularly with relation to the sensations and so on, so therefore we find the Madhyamaka approach, the middle way school approach, where not just external material objects, but across the entire spectrum of phenomena, the idea of substantial reality is negated. So therefore, the presentation is made of the absence of true existence of all phenomena, both internal and external. And within this school of middle way, there are two principal understanding of emptiness. One that still presupposes some notion of objectivity to things, and here a notion of an inherent nature is accepted. So, for example, the Madhyamaka Svatrantika. So here, although they do accept the notion of emptiness, but since there is a supposition that although phenomena exist in relation to our perception, however, there is a mode of being that can appear to the mind, an undistorted mind. And so this kind of notion supposes, assumes there being some kind of objective nature to things. And now, in contrast, the other Madhyamakas reject, even on the conventional level, this notion of objective reality. And so the problem with the earlier Madhyamakas, or the first Madhyamaka view, is that even then, there is still some basis left for grasping, because there is a degree of objective reality that is maintained. So there is a basis to grasp at, there is a basis to hold on to. And here, Nagarjuna points out in the 60 verses, where he says that in a mind that still holds on to a locus, why is it not the case that the poisons of the mind will arise in it? So and therefore the second group of Madhyamaka, the middle way masters, reject the notion of objective inherent existence even on a conventional level. So in this way, they dismantle any basis for objectification. So there is no ground. There is no ground left. There is no basis left. There is no object left that can be grasped at or objectified. And it is this. So so if you compare all of these different explanations of the teaching on no self, and critically reflect upon them, then you can see that progressively they do lead to this subtle understanding where, in the final analysis, nothing must be left as a ground to grasp onto, to hold onto. And in a way, we see a kind of a parallel, in the quantum world. Before, in the classical model of physics, there was a assumption of objects as possessing kind of self-defined reality. However, in the light of quantum discoveries, increasingly that kind of classical model of supposing objectivity is becoming difficult to maintain. And so there is an understanding that even the notion of reality needs to incorporate some perspective of the perception, some role of the perception. However, in the quantum world, I noticed that because of this difficulty of grounding reality of the things in an objective manner, and they are also finding it very difficult to even articulate what reality is. So in the Madhyamaka, when the Madhyamaka Prasangikas say that there is no objective ground or basis for the reality, and then all phenomena are dependently originated, and all phenomena exist by only, they are real only in terms of language, terms, and designation, they are not saying that anything goes, that it's not the case that you can imagine something and that is real. There is, and this is where I feel that quantum physics is finding a difficulty in trying to incorporate the insights, but also at the same time maintain the notion of reality. And therefore, even for the Madhyamaka, the middle way philosophers, the crux of the challenge really is how to maintain that middle way, the balance, while rejecting totally any notion of objective intrinsic reality, yet at the same time according a robust reality to things. And maintaining that middle way is really the challenge.
Oh, yeah.
So therefore, if you examine all the various explanations of the teaching on no self, that we delineated, the earlier ones when you critically examine them, somehow you feel that there is something not complete here, there is something lacking here, that somehow they feel doesn't seem completely right. And then progressively as you move on, you culminate in the understanding of the Madhyamaka Prasangika, where the notion of intrinsic existence is rejected, you know, entirely. Then the statement that all phenomena are devoid of inherent existence, and then that realization, that standpoint, we will come to recognize that this is complete, this is final, there is no contradiction involved here.
So then
Tsongkhapa explains historically the various interpretations of Nagarjuna's teachings that evolved in India. So within the Madhyamaka tradition in the Indian context, they evolved Nagarjuna's own disciple, immediate disciple, Aryadeva, and the disciples and interpreters of commentators on Nagarjuna include Buddha Palita, and those who follow Buddha Palita's reading include Chandrakirti and Shantideva. And then they evolved another line of interpretation coming from Nagarjuna and Aryadeva, stemming from Bhava Viveka, and from Bhava Viveka, Gyanagarbha and Shantarakshita and his student Kamalashila. So you have two main strands of interpretation of Nagarjuna's writings. And within the group that come from Bhava Viveka, there were again internally two subdivisions, one which accept the notion of external reality and one which reject the external reality and follow more in line with the mind-only school standpoint. So you have Bhava Viveka himself and Gyanagarbha belonging to the first group, and Shantarakshita and Kamalashila taking more of a mind-only type standpoint. And here in this text, Tsongkhapa presents principally the standpoint of Chandrakirti, the standpoint that rejects the notion of intrinsic existence, even on a conventional level. So in the case of Tibetan tradition, whether it is the early translation school of Nyingma, or whether it is the Mahayana teachings, sorry, Mahamudra teachings, the great seal teachings of Kagyu school, or whether it is the union of clarity and emptiness teachings of Sakya school, or whether it is that of the Gelug tradition, all of these four major schools really present their view of understanding of emptiness from the point of view of Prasangika tradition, Prasangika standpoint. So, within the Tibetan tradition, we have the Shantung standpoint that upholds the teaching of the great middle way. And within that school, there are some masters who maintain that the interpretation of Nagarjuna presented by or propounded by Buddha Palita and Chandrakirti are unacceptable, and in fact they present the convergence of the standpoint of Nagarjuna and Asanga, and particularly pointing out that Nagarjuna's hymns to the ultimate expanse as really representing the final standpoint of Nagarjuna's thought. And of course, the content of the teachings in the hymns to the ultimate expanse is very similar to the sublime continuum teaching of Maitreya, the Uttara Tantra. So, of course, if you look at the writings of these great masters, there is a difference in the terminology they use, the approaches they present, and so on. However, when it comes to the final understanding, I think what Panchen Lama Losun Chögyen states in his root lines on Mahamudra, the great seal, where he says that, you know, in relation to all of these diverse teachings, if someone learn it in the definitive teachings and application of the reasoning, and combined with a yogic practices, yoga realizations, with a deep experience, then all of the teachings really converge on the final point. However, we do need to bear in mind that both in the context of the teachings of the Tibetan masters as well as Indian masters, that one needs to distinguish between two principal approaches of a text. One which may be which is presented specific in relation to an individual. Specific individual's approach, and another approach where the presentation is made from the point of view of overall, Dharma teaching.
That is, that some of the things that are done by the teacher, la, the corner of the river, the corner of the done by the source. That the corner of the river, that the corner of the so that the 早些时候, 确实哪里啊, 高我就, 他在这边就说, 这边也是, 现在的,
so then, the third outline, the way in which the view of emptiness is presented, this is explained under two main headlines, the stages by which one enters into the understanding of the suchness, and the actual a presentation of the suchness. So here, when Tsongkhapa is talking about stages by which one enters into suchness, we need to understand what is meant by suchness, tatvata. And here, it is helpful to look at Nagarjuna's own salutation verse in the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, where he characterizes the ultimate reality as total calming of conceptual elaboration, total pacification of conceptual elaboration.
다리안다다 로는 질문 지금 나한테 누가 진드시고 보네 가서 아니 들 터벌 쳐야 대코난이 양할련 대만에 강이 제 터벌 쳐야 터 대코난이를 죽어 있는 진드시고 보네 죽어 있는 냠나 치단 난게 최 나서 봐 대코난 마인신도 대코난이도 나와 네 터져 파자다 잡아 녀월 시에 다도 다긴 잡아 나봐 탐제도 세바니 들 터벌 쳐야 대코난이 최고 세
So, in identifying what is the suchness that one, you know, needs to enter into its understanding, Tsongkhapa writes in the following. This is in chapter 9, page 119, second para. So, he opens with a question. Nirvana is the reality one seeks to attain. But what is Nirvana? If entry into reality means a method for attaining it, then how do you enter? And then in response, he writes, the reality that you seek to attain, the embodiment of truth, is the total extinction of conceptualization of both self and that which belongs to the self, specifically by stopping all the various internal and external phenomena from appearing as though they were reality itself, which they are not, along with the latent predispositions for such false appearances.
양할린다바 강인수 안 양할린다바 미니베냐한테.
So the nirvana being referred to here is the non-abiding nirvana.
다 대코나 디슈다가 대코나 이거 지금 죽을 준비니 당보로 코연님이 삼네 이 순디 대란 돈도 깨버시 그. 되네 지금 말하는 매도고 통해 코에서 거의 염제 대자와 제제베 지금 머리고 코에서 룰룰라 내가 띵 타고 하는 존에 대본데 대봐 좀 한번 힘 받지 깨봐 그 되네 지금 또 같이 대수네 다음에 뭐 또 배 싫어 깨워라 라네가 통해 다제 까고 통제 다제 여발 내지다 매배 주시지 룬다지 보다 되네 Never, never, chick, Tarbo Tundu, Nina, Mabeto, Meto, or Pesit, Tadi, Yander, Jaya, Yander, Jacurisha. Daddy Shamdi, Deconan, Chuku, said in Yander, Paja the Jabba. Tidua, now I just want to Paja the Jabba, said Susanne, Chuku, Minimi Yander, Tadi Yander, Chili, sorry.
So then, Tsongkhapa writes in the following, on the same page. The stages by which you enter the reality are as follows. First, having contemplated in dismay the faults and disadvantages of cyclic existence, you should develop a wish to be done with it. Then, understanding that you will not overcome it unless you overcome its cause, you research its roots, considering what might be the root cause of cyclic existence. You will thereby become certain from the depths of your heart that the reifying view of the perishing aggregates or ignorance acts as the root of cyclic existence. You then need to develop a sincere wish to eliminate that. Next, see that overcoming the rarefying view of the perishing aggregates depends upon developing the wisdom that knows that the self, as thus conceived, does not exist. You will then see that you have to refute that self. Be certain in that refutation, relying upon scriptures and lines of reasoning that contradict its existence and prove its non-existence. This is an indispensable technique for anyone who seeks liberation. So these explanations are really based upon Chandrakirti's clear words, Prashnapada.
Mm-hmm. 안다 런지 예바 마와 다 어 오마바 가다 런지 바네 마 소지 가사 담이 다 취 담이 일 아니 차라 쇼비아레 다 안다 겁데 가사 담이 취 담이 뒤 동시 켜버 마도 담이 뭘 차라 메시 소소한테
So here, one thing that is made very clear is that between selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person, there is no differences in degree of subtlety of what is being negated between these two selflessnesses. Other Madhyamaka school that adhere to some notion of inherent existence, for them, there is a difference between what is being negated in the context of selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person. So here, Tsongkhapa cites from Nagarjuna's precious garland, where Nagarjuna states that so long as grasping at the aggregates remain, they will be grasping at self, present. So Nagarjuna says that in order for someone to realize the selflessness of person completely or in its entirety, one also need to overcome grasping at true existence of true existence of the aggregates as well.
Yeah, that's the magic. In some data, that the corner that I want to go, river guard of Mosul, ten go about the ten hundred chevrons, chevrons tell them that you like Jesus. Chen it down, river guard of Mosul, single with Junzen.
So then the second, which is the actual presentation of the ultimate reality, and this Tsongkhapa explains in terms of three main subheadings, identifying the object of negation of the reason, and what method should one adopt, whether by means of consequential reasoning or syllogism, and the manner in which the view arises in one on the basis of those that method. And then the first one is explained further in terms of three outlines, why the object of negation must be carefully identified, refuting other systems that refute without identifying the object of to be negated, and how our system identifies the object of negation.
Aye, shibjebe na ya sibe sabre namshi yunun te juro yulo dami thonan sibe sabre kawa juroshe. Eso ingbare. Chazada ta yul daro zibate. Sibo kawara ki hazorda digi lanyu lanyu rabari chadang kiya da teldena lasa ya chungi bintu zane tawa tindiga dadu zibati sego uris ta dadu zibati sedan di dagdu sunya zindangi yugi da saya di tanya tuya meba chi pa ngeba nyena dadu zibati lo di gadu kuyo re gagto gogto di dima do shen shaya meba re So, the thing is that Dado Zimbe, Lotte, Chidra Sumi, and Zindang Yuta, say, Katiana, the Dijiyoko race. That is the law Nyamion the Dane, Dangzing Lu Sundandi, the Motor Shibu.
So, with respect to this, Aryadeva states in the 400 stanzas on the middle way, where he says that. The seed of cyclic existence lies in consciousness, and the objects are the sphere of experience, field of experience of this consciousness. Therefore, when one sees absence of selfhood in these objects, then the seed of cyclic existence will come to an end. So here, what Aryadeva is pointing out is that the seed of cyclic existence really is the grasping at self. So in order to bring about an end to this cyclic existence, we need to find a way of eradicating that seed, which is the root. And this can only be done by finding a way to bring about within ourselves a genuine understanding that the self, the content of this grasping, which is the self, does not really exist. So our self-grasping grasps at self, and what we call self, whether or not that exists, will have implications. So we need to apply critical reasoning to try to flesh out if self, as we tend to grasp to be existent, were to exist, how would it look like? What would be the implications? So in this manner, when you the key point here is to really understand the manner in which we tend to grasp at this notion of self. And by analyzing this, we need to demonstrate that the self as we grasp it does not really exist. And this understanding of the total non-existence of this self that is the object of our grasping needs to be internalized, and that conviction, that ascertainment, can then help us eliminate that grasping. So that's the only way that possible.
Ta na nao nyambe lo di shirshani di ga la ini na sone ba lo ba ji shuk chambo ro cha yun de ini nao nyambe lo ta la nga sa ji 축축없이 롤이야, 샤이고도 와. 치다는 게 저 칼로 가야 있는 것도 롤을 샤이는데, 던지면 이거지 롤을 샤이고도 와. 다 안 돼, 나 오냐면 롤띠기, 밑바, 나 잠지, 여체. 띠 맵은 말이 쓰고 말이. 다 겨운 것이 듯이, 다 샨스 샤이야, 참으로, 띠가 안에 삼다. 나띠 여체다. 다 이내 롤이야, 나오냐면 롯데 탐보르스도 차이르잖아요. 나한테 아니 리싱 니기 땡네 지 르파 땅삼지 나와 땡네 미쳐와 코라 나슬러디 코라 지 유딩네 지 유에다바지 롤이야 샤우도와 바랑아 지난 쇼 근데지도 땡베이네 다 르왕기 여바지 미쳐와 되니 뭐니 여바지 롤샤크도와 나한테 각자 대모 왕실은 찰 미쳐졌으니 각자 찰아 개발해 아니 각자 대모 왕실은 미쳐 똑바로 샤디야 지금 실로 지겨 샤다 루시 나한테 각자 대모 왕실 실기였다 각자 대모 왕실 사이로 자네 곧 완전 미기 실에도 통일로 자네 되니 뭐니 여바지 팔문에 특혜도가 사무실 누구야 So, Pangun, 자상가 나서 나 나오냐데 로데 미번 나데 여체 얘네 나데 나바 차단데 던지면 이제 저 로라 샤데는 지게 대사 샤오다도 열에서 지능의 로데 가서 지는 로이 받아
so
던지면 이제 저 로 차대요 아나 로데 진당 유디 나 담버 주바 나 랑은 이제 버지 르샨도와 서 나 랑은 이제 버데 매바 타녀도 매바 나 강은 미네 나 랑은의 여분 지야게 미그베 나한테 이해하래
So if we were to try to relate this object of negation to our own personal experience we need to examine how the notion of self tend to arise in us naturally so when we have the thought of I am the thought that I am which is a very natural sense of selfhood that we all possess. But if we examine this carefully, we will see that within our sense of self, there's a kind of a supposition, you know, especially when the sense of self, you know, manifests in a strong form. Underlying that, there is a kind of an assumption of a self that is somehow exists in between our body and mind, something separate and other, you know, over and above this. And somehow this object of our sense of self that we call I, we assume that it has some kind of concrete reality that is somehow self-defining and self-sufficient. It has some kind of concrete reality. And not only is it the case in which we relate to our sense of self, but also, in fact, this is exactly the way in which we tend to relate to everything else. So when we perceive something externally, whether it is something out there, we tend to, you know, as you know, relate to that object as if that object is existing in its own right out there where we see it, something that we can point our finger at, something that is occupying a locus in space. And however, when we talk about the grasping at self as being diluted, we need to understand that the basis upon which the grasping arises, which is the person, that we're not saying that does not exist. The person exists. The person, we can, you know, we speak about the previous existence of the person, the future rebirth of the person, and also on that basis, we can also make distinctions between me and others, self and others. So the person as an individual does exist. So what is being negated is the way in which we tend to assume that person to exist. So it's a particular manner in which we assume that person to exist that is being negated. And here, our assumption is that the person exists as some kind of self-sufficient, discrete reality. And so, therefore, when we perceive everything, even at the visual sensory level, the perception of kind of discreteness, the perception of, you know, solid concrete reality is already there. Although some Madhyamaka masters contend that perception of, you know, true existence occurs only at the level of thought, not at the level of the senses, sensory experiences. But here, Chantrakirti's line of thinking, where that what is being negated is very subtle. Even at the sensory perceptual level, the perception of inherent existence is already there. So based upon that perception, then we tend to follow after this with thought, grasping at. So we affirm our perception, and on the basis of that, we view whatever we perceive to possess exactly the reality that we perceive in them. So in the case of a person, our own self, just as the self appears to us as possessing this inherent existence, we also affirm that perception and we grasp at it. And it is this grasping at inherent existence that is being negated, that needs to be negated. And also the content of that grasping at inherent existing self, that is what is need to be, what needs to be negated.
Yeah. And there's a dimension to Sungjin and Ristoa. Need in Yue, Shengu, Milam Yu, Dume, Leve, Tata Lamboso, Nawasam, Shidri, Tendi Chu, Gaia, Loy, Tabasam. Yes. 샤송하다. 저나 대단나야 머리 니두기스. 대단나야 머리 니두기 방배 소소께 소주 몰. 강낭 시들 된지 주버식 처주 랑제 롱엔딜어. 가정은 제시. 대단 추별로 나와이 나서 되는 주베 가서 들어온디 각자 참우이인데 로인 걸 상만 매번 캐고 심지 당연히 이제 공단을 붙이기 땅의 정신 자리에서 많이 봐이 캐규라 많이 덕신 고민배 제기 명성 상만 통 명성 태양 자식은 뇌민 뇌의 주의 建筑建筑 랑도군 주의 가서 这边没准备呢咱要中国的话咱准备这边那么大的人多啊这是我第一的那团结国内约的下的呀的早上的要买的是那我倒是主要要买的是呃看他这个民给民的想什么事 판문에 좀 해봐. 충문에 민대 꺼삼실했어. 레디에 있는 안에서 롤이야. 제대로 꺼삼실 미자와 판문에 여기 시작도 가. 어떻게 가시는 소리 제외.
So with respect to this, there are some very powerful lines in Seven Dalai Lama's writing. In one of which he says that just as in a mind that is intoxicated with sleep. Various events and objects arises in that dream, and that you know, just as and just as they appear so real in that dream. However, the reality of what all the things that appear in the dream is that they cannot be demonstrated to be real; they are unreal. In the same manner, he says that in our everyday perceptions, when things appear to our mind, they appear to possess as if they possess inherent existence, just like as if our mind, our perceptions are intoxicated by this grasping at inherent existence. However, the perceptions that we have of things possessing objective existence is unfounded. And even though this is the case,
Kasa, Tetanaya, Mari, 시체를 전경원에 얘기했지. 강나시 전기 주변식 철수 랑리 롱에 들었듯이. 그래서
so
나 대절 주변로 나와이 나서 되는 주변 들어온디 각자 참모인데 로이몰 상만 매번 캐고 신도지.
So he says that even though they do not possess any reality at all, but to the mind, the sixfold consciousness of ordinary sentient beings, which are intoxicated by the deep sleep of delusion, they each of these things appear as if each of them possess a self-defining reality of their own, as if existing in their own right objectively. From outside, so he says that for the ordinary mind, when we perceive something outside, we perceive that phenomena as if existing right there from the side of the object itself, and so therefore he says that so this distorted perception, so the content of that distorted perception, which assumes that things to possess some kind of objective existence in their own right, and this is the subtle object of negation, and this must be negated without any residue, without leaving anything behind. And then similarly, Kungdang Rinpoche says in one of his writings, In Kungdang Rinpoche's writing, he says that through the cultivation of the view of emptiness, one seeks to understand the nature of things. However, in that process, one does not find inherent existence, and that not finding inherent existence through this process constitutes the negation of inherent existence. So generally, not finding something is not equivalent to negating something or finding its non-existence. But in the context where if it is something that when we search for it, it should be findable, yet when we search for it, if it cannot be found, then in such context, then non-observance or non-finding and finding its non-existence coincide. So in the case of inherent existence, if it is real, when we search for it, it should be findable. So when you, through emptiness reasoning, when you do not find it, you are negating the inherent existence. And then he says that, however, that does not reject, that does not imply the non-existence of the basis upon which you understand emptiness. So the designated bases are left untouched. And so the only reality that one can affirm in the aftermath is the nominal existence. So only mere label and mere designation. And it is on that level of nominal existence one should be able to accord all the functions of cause and effect and so on. And the fact that the functions operate and they exist and the relationships and functions still exist is something that will be affirmed through one's own personal experience of the world. And if one follows this line of processes, then Kungdang says that one has arrived at the right point. And so when talking about subjecting inherent existence to critical analysis and not finding it And this process may involve the application of or employment of fivefold reasoning of identity, absence of identity, difference, basis and the support and the supported and inherent relations that we find in Nagarjuna's text. And if we add two more, and the shape or configuration and the collection, then it becomes a sevenfold analysis. So when you subject person or self to this kind of fivefold or sevenfold analysis, and when you do not find that, because if, say, for example, person do exist objectively in its own right, then when you search for it, it should exist either as identical with the aggregates or as separate or as a support or as a supported. However, when you search through such analysis, we do not find it. And that is an indication that the person do not exist objectively in its own right. So, and once objective existence becomes untenable, then the other option left is the subjective existence. And then the subjective existence also becomes a problem, because then you will have to identify the existence of something, you know, in terms of one's own state of mind. So therefore, neither the subjective existence or objective existence becomes tenable. So the only alternative that is left is the nominal existence. So you accord existence to phenomena only in nominal terms.
ume cheju me suwa saadu, ume be, ane, sonan da yishiku caa ni, ane, deladu jashiba gwaari. Bena, yishiku caa jodu zane, ane, tongpa ni gita, tuan, chiji malogu dana pa wari, tongpa ni saadu, tuan, kora, ane, ume re, rangshi ume saadu re, ume saadu, tani chewa ji re ma do, mewe tar tunga ji, ume dawa shaadu kuma re, anda gobuluruki dhagi ganda tongpanyi ki tuhan suyundu zane ayni zaoshirabu sikdi basa tenjin dhebran juwaanga teni tongpanyi tu shes tongpanyi siyaagi da umabe tongpanyi sundayaagi kohadi maba jiki gejata aji huge kashukuri huge tati え、実際にマニバさん、てんでけしまれ。うまべ、東北にしてたで、クリスマスとかいいな。天神でも中央の水。天神でも中央の送りはです。天道らね、可惜天で借ば手間け。ただ借れるし、やばいんです。天道らね、かんで東北市、その道にて送りはれ。 난 동반이 Shanla rāle, shanla tenpachi yindu, tenmi rāwāngu chubi, chubi mēpati koyungu yore. Tenne tāk sdabdu, tenne jen shengi wāngi kone chūtengi chigi yore chibita, tenne tāk sdabdu. Tenne tākwate, tini ume lami nōs. Tenne shanla rāle kone chūtengi, shanla rāle kone yore ba. で、リジベイルさんね、え、天ね、だからそれ。天ね、じゃあ、だ、天ね、じゃあ、順次天中さ、違った。天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中さ、認識。だ、だ、天ね、だから天中 다봐 다다 민자다 대네다 이거다 다도 대네다 그래 참 참어들으셔
So then Tsongkhapa identifies kind of incorrect ways of identifying the object of negation, which includes two ways. One is over-negation, and the other one is under-negation. And in the context of over-negation, there is quite a good summary presentation of this in one of Kungtang's writings, where basically Kungtang points out that there are those who, while upholding the middle way view of philosophy and emptiness, share with the Buddhist essentialist basically the premise that if things do not possess inherent existence, then they will not possess any existence at all. And so for example, the whole the premise of the essentialist critique of Madhyamaka presented in the 24th chapter, where Buddhist essentialist leveled against Nagarjuna that the emptiness teaching implies a rejection or negation of the existence of the Four Noble Truths and so on. So what Kung Tang is pointing out is that those who uphold this position that absence of inherent existence imply absence of any existence share the same kind of views with the Buddhist essentialist, yet at the same time they maintain that they are upholding the teaching of emptiness. So here, so this would include particularly those who understand the Nagarjuna's tradition, the Madhyamaka school, to be rejecting any notion of valid cognition of things. And so when they understand, you know, Nagarjuna's teaching that everything is kind of mere label, mere designation, and no degree of inherent existence can be accorded to things, they also assume this to mean that no existence can be accorded. So Kung Tang explains that for those who maintain this, there will be no differentiation between good and bad, right and wrong, and none of these distinctions can be maintained. And in a sense, one can understand this because when we define a perception to be valid, the one of the key criteria, defining characteristic of a valid understanding is its non-deceptiveness, that it is non-deceptive in relation to its perception. So, and non-deceptiveness ties into the notion of a truth, something being true. So therefore, these Madhyamaka interpreters reject the notion of this kind of truth in the Madhyamaka system, and therefore they reject any notion of valid cognition. And Kung Tang is saying that if you reject that valid notion of valid cognition, you will be basically sharing the same position with the essentialist, who maintain that if there is no inherent existence, then nothing will exist. And in that case, one will fall into the extreme of nihilism. And if that is the case, then one will not be upholding the true middle way, which Nagarjuna identifies with his emptiness. And in fact, emptiness is the natural kind of basic middle way, of the ground, Shi, Uma. And the fact that emptiness is characterized as the middle way, it needs to be free from both the extremes of absolutism and extremes of non-existence or nihilism. And here it is important to relate this to Nagarjuna's own explanation of the meaning of emptiness. For example, the one that I cited, when he says that the essentialists do not understand the purpose of the teaching on emptiness, they do not understand what is emptiness, and they do not understand the meaning of emptiness. In that context, Nagarjuna explains that when I say something is empty, I do not mean emptiness to be equivalent to total non-existence, nor emptiness is equated with the unfindability of things when you search for it. However, the meaning of emptiness is dependent origination. And in fact, in Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way, Nagarjuna says that that which is dependently originated, that I describe as emptiness. So there he's equating emptiness with dependent origination and saying that the meaning of emptiness is dependent origination. And this is based upon the Buddha's own statement in a sutra where Buddha states that that which has arisen from conditions is devoid of arising, and this is such a thing is devoid of any intrinsic arising, and therefore that which is dependent upon that which has arisen from conditions is presented to be empty. And so, therefore, Tsongkhapa equates the meaning of emptiness with dependent origination. And furthermore, he then goes on in the Fundamental Wisdom of the Middle Way that And this, in turn, is dependently designated, and this is the true middle way. So, the expression he uses is dependently designated, and this is a very powerful expression because that it is formed of two elements, dependent and designated. And dependence already conveys the idea that phenomena do not possess a status that is independent. As phenomena do not, therefore the phenomena are dependent, they are contingent upon others, they are dependent upon others. So therefore the expression, the dependence, already negates any notion of independent existence, any notion of inherent existence. And then the second element of the expression, designated, conveys the notion that it is not nothing, it is not non-existence, but there is an identity of something which is kind of, you know, emergent from this dependent relation. So together, this expression, dependent designation, points towards the middle way. Therefore, Nagarjuna says that this is the true middle way. Continuing with the explanation that the meaning of emptiness is really to be understood in terms of the meaning of dependent origination. And within the dependent origination, as explained before, there are two levels. One is the dependent origination in terms of causes and conditions, and one is dependent origination in terms of dependent designation. And so Tsongkhapa explains, he writes on page 129, the final paragraph, in the middle of the final paragraph, he writes the following. This attainment, as explained earlier, is based on their having amassed along the path immeasurable collections of merit and sublime wisdom, collections within which method and wisdom are inseparable. that in turn definitely relies upon attaining certain knowledge of the diversity of phenomena. This profound knowledge understands that the relationship of cause and effect, conventional cause and effect, is such that specific beneficial and harmful effects arise from specific causes. So here, Tsongkhapa is referring to the dependent origination in terms of cause and effect. And using that as the basis, one then arrives at the understanding of the second level, which is the dependent designation. And so he writes that at the same time, amassing the collection of wisdom and merit in wisdom also definitely relies on attaining certain knowledge of the real nature of phenomena. This means reaching a profound certainty that all phenomena lack even a particle of essential and intrinsic nature. Certain knowledge of both diversity and real nature is needed, because without them it is impossible to practice the whole path, both method and wisdom, from the depths of your heart. This is the key to the path that leads to the attainment of the two embodiments when the result is reached. Whether you get it right depends upon how you establish your philosophical view of how you establish your view of the basic situation, how you establish your view of the ground of reality. The way to establish that view is to reach certain knowledge of the two truths as I've just explained them. Except for the Madhyamikas, other people do not understand how to explain these two truths as non-contradictory. They see them as a mass of contradictions. So he's talking about the cause and effect, dependent origination, and the dependent designation. However, the learned, those who are learned and who possess subtlety of subtlety and wisdom and vast intelligence, experts called known as the middle way followers, Madhyamikas, have used their mastery of techniques for knowing the two truths to establish them without even the slightest trace of contradiction. In this way, they reach the final meaning of what the Buddha has taught. This gives them a wonderful sense of respect for our teacher and his teaching. Out of that respect, they speak with utter sincerity, raising their voices again and again. You who are wise, the meaning of emptiness, emptiness of inherent existence, is dependent origination. It does not mean that things do not exist. It does not mean that they are empty of the capacity to function.
Full stop.
Good night.